What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 169. Today's topic is this. Dapper Dave, sit back and relax, because here we go. Now, this is a podcast, so you can't see me right now. You can hear me. So this is what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a brown tweed jacket. It's got some light blue stripes in it, with a matching French blue shirt and a brown Brooks Brothers tie. It's not as fancy as it sounds. The jacket is not even mine. It's my dad's. So this jacket is probably older than I am. This thing's probably 40-something years old. I remember my dad wearing it when I was a kid, when he would go on business trips and everything. I always liked it. And it fits well. I mean, him and I have he was my dad, so we have similar shoulder size and so forth. So it actually works great. But the point really isn't what I'm wearing right now. It's more of how I'm wearing it. Now, this is not a podcast about fashion faux pas, me giving you any kind of fashion advice or anything like that, whether you're male or female. What it is about is how you carry yourself. So this is something that I've noticed. I've noticed that, especially when I'm rounding in the hospital on patients, if you want to be taken seriously, if you want to get things done, if you want to get patients in, get them taken care of, if you want to get them out of the hospital when it's time for them to be discharged and get them to the right place, if you want to have family members when you're discussing, about the patient and their family, have them take you seriously so that you are coming from a point where you are truly an expert and to be regarded as such, you damn well better look the part. It's just that simple. Now, that's in the world of medicine, and I'm going to venture to say that it's going to be the same in whatever industry you are in as well. Now, we've gotten to a place as a culture where somehow or another it's okay to wear pajama pants on an airplane. I don't know what the hell is going on there. That doesn't even make any sense to me. Like when I see somebody who's wearing Bugs Bunny lounge pants on an airplane, and they've got the neck pillow on and and the Beats headphones, I was like, what the hell? Come on, man. You're not at home right now. You know what I mean? So I mean, I don't understand. But I'll have you consider this. You can make your life a whole lot easier if you look the part. Now, I know there's going to be some of you that are like, hey, well, you know what? I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't. People should regard me based on my credentials, based on what my accomplishments, not based on how I'm dressed. And you know what? You're right to some degree. You're right. But that's just not human nature. It's certainly not human behavior. And that comes from an evolutionary place. We are meant to size someone up within the first 3 seconds. And it's not of anything else other than, is this a friend or foe? Do I need to fight or flight? That's where that comes from. That's that component within us that we need to make a decision very quickly on someone. That hangs over from evolution. Consider that that also hangs, where it's at right now, is that basically helps you to make a quick determination on whether or not someone is professional, unprofessional, a threat, not a threat, going to be helpful, going to be harmful, so forth and so on. So how you present yourself really, really does matter. Let's take, for example, tattoos. Ain't nothing wrong with a tat. I personally don't have one, not because I'm against them, but more so because I could never really make up my mind of something that I would want permanently on my body forever and ever. I know plenty of folks that do. Some of them are docs. Some of them are doctors that have a full sleeve tattoo. Now, when you get a full sleeve tattoo, that is pretty much saying to the world, hey, look, I really don't give a shit what you think. It's out there. You look at example, David Beckham, right? Dude is tatted up. Good looking guy too. And he certainly knows how to dress. But when he's dressing up, his stuff's covered. I think he's got some of his hands that go uncovered. But for the most part, he's covered up. I'll have you consider the same. If you're in a professional role in a professional arena, consider covering up your tats. Not because it's anything wrong with you or wrong with your tattoos, but if you're looking to get something done, if you're looking to get something accomplished, you damn well better look the part. Let's extrapolate that into a couple other fields here. Ask yourself, where am I not presenting myself in such a way to get what I want in other areas of my life? Because that's really what this is. You're doing something so that you can then get what you want out of it. In my case, presenting myself in a professional way so that I am taken in a professional way so that I can get the job done for taking care of people. So you ask yourself that question. Maybe that's in your relationships. Like maybe you're frustrated in your marriage or, you know, with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever. And because you're frustrated, you're not really carrying yourself in such a way that you can then get what you want out of the relationship. And so then you get in this vicious cycle of disappointment, of resentment, and ultimately not getting there. All because you have this thought in your head of, you know what, I'm not getting what I want. Why would I, like, if I'm not getting the attention that I want, why would I then give the attention? Right? That resentment lingers. And ultimately, you're dead in the water in the first place because you just keep going around the same cycle over and over and over again. Maybe it's in your job. You know, maybe it's more than the way you dress or don't dress in your job. Maybe it's something as simple as, you know, that you're disenchanted with the job that you have, so you're not performing as well. And it simply makes sense, right? It's simple human behavior. If it's something you don't want to do in the first place, you're not going to be like, oh man, I'm eager to do it, if it's something you really don't want to do. Ask yourself that question. Where am I not being dapper? Where am I not presenting myself in such a way so as to ultimately get what I want? That's what I got for you today, my friends. If you haven't yet subscribed, go ahead and hit the subscribe button as well as the like button and put in a comment. Thank you so much. Do you listen to me on Alexa? If not, all you have to do is, I won't say it out loud now. I won't say her name, because if I do, then it's going to interrupt the podcast. Say her name, the name that can't be said, right? Say her name and then just say, play the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. And sure enough, this recording will pop right on for you. If you have not yet followed me on Facebook, David Boyd is the name. You can follow me on Instagram at David Boyd MD. And last but not least, Blind Spot Medical. Blind Spot Medical, this is my passion project for years. And let me tell you, it feels so good. It feels so amazing as a doctor to finally be doing medicine the way that I've really always wanted, that I've really always seen for it to be done. Why not take care of problems when they're small before they ever get a chance to be big? Why not live, instead of just like, you know, living in such a way where you're just reacting to everything of like, oh, this problem came up, now I'll take care of it. Now this problem came up. Why not live instead saying, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and look for problems and take care of them. The motto that we have at Blind Spot Medical, find it, fix it, protect it. It's just that simple. BlindSpotMedical.com. If you have not yet been on there, put in your name and email address and get on the mailing list. That's what I got for you today, my friends. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become an edge again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Founders podcast. Have a great day.